Zogt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es keilen per Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Rav Meir says, Kala Amayis Haya Beinanis, or Beinaniyais, perhaps. If you want to really be exact in your pronunciation. But either way, it means the average Amma, and that is an Amma of six Tvachim. And Rav Meir says here, all Amayis, he means all Amayis in the Beis HaMikdash. But there are exceptions. Chutz Mimizbach Hazav. The Mizbeach Hazav, that was inside, also sometimes called the Mizbeach HaKtoires, that was inside the Hechel, that was an Amma by an Amma. But that was an Amma by an Amma, with each Amma having five Tvachim, not six. V'HaKeren, what is the Keren? The corners of the Mizbeach, some actually touch the horns of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaNechashas, now the outside Mizbeach in the Mishkan was made out of copper. On the four corners of the Mizbeach on top, says the Batanur, there were four stones. Each one was an Amma high. Was an Amma by an Amma. It was basically a cube. And that Amma was also an Amma of five Tvachim. V'hasoyvev v'hayisoyd, again, of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which was the outside Mizbeach. Certain parts of the outside of the Mizbeach was built measuring an Amma of five Tvachim, not of six Tvachim, like we'll soon see B'ez Hashem. What's the soyvev? What's the yisoyd? The outside Mizbeach was really three boxes, one on top of the other. They weren't all the same size. As a matter of fact, it was like steps. The higher you went, the smaller they were. The Yesoid, the bottom box, was the largest in area, but it was the shortest in height. It was high, only an Amma. Then there was an indentation, and the next block started called the Soyvev. Actually, the indentation wasn't all the way around. It was only on the north and west side. We're not going to get into it exactly, but it didn't mamish go all the way around. But on one part, but at least on the north and west side, there was a flat part, like a flat part of a step that went in an Amma. Now, on top of the side, this one Amma high block at the bottom, you had the next part, the middle part of the Mizbeach, that was called the Soyvev. The Soyvev was high five Ammas. When you got to the top of the Soyvev, again, there was an indentation of an Amma. Kind of like steps. This indentation of an Amma went all the way around. The next block, on top of that, was high three Ammas, and on its roof, they were makdir the Karbanis. On the four corners, you had what's called Kranis, horns or corners. They were cubes, different shitas over here, but let's assume they were cubes according to this shita, and they were an Amma by an Amma. Zok Rebbe Meir. These Kranis, at the four corners all the way on top, the Soyvev and the Yesoid, they were all measured with Amos that have five Tvachim, not six Tvachim. He does not mean to say that everything over here was an Amma of five Tvachim. You have to be very specific. The height of the Yesoid, all the way at the bottom, was with an Amma of five Tvachim. But then the indentation, the flat part, before the Soyvev started, that was an Amma, but that was an Amma of six Tvachim. The height of the Soyvev. And like we said before, the Soyvev part was five Amos high, but those five Amos high was an Amma of six Tvach. Then you had the indentation, like the flat part of the step. That was one Amma in, and that was an Amma of five Tvach. The height of the top part of the Mizbeach, on top of the Soyvev, we said that was three Amos high. That was also an Amma of six Tvach. The cubes on the corners that protruded in each of the four corners, they were in all directions an Amma of five Tvachim. Sorry if it sounds a little confusing. I'm doing my best without a picture. Again, what does a Mizbeach look like? You have the Yesoid at the bottom, that's high only an Amma. The next part is the Soyvev, that's high five Ammas. The next part is the top of the Mizbeach, that's high three Ammas. And then you have the corner all the way on top. So it's really 10 Ammas high, including the corner on top. Some of these Ammas were five Tvachim. The height of the Yesoid was a five tefach Amma. The flat part on top of the Soyvev, where you could walk around the edges of the Soyvev, because the third cube was even narrower than that, that indentation was a five tefach Amma. And the horn at the four corners all the way on top, that was an Amma by an Amma, that was also a five tefach Amma. So it's the Karen on top, the Soyvev meaning where you walked around, the flat part, and the Yesoid, and the height of the Yesoid. Those are the three things that had a five tefach ama. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree about the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amas HaBinyan, anything that was built in the Beis HaMikdash, the walls, the Mizbeach HaOyla, besides for the Karen, the Seiv, and the Yesai that we just explained, the other parts, that was all Shish HaTfachim. The Mizbeach HaOyla on the outside is also called built because it was connected to the floor. However, the Shel Kalim, the Amas that they used to measure the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaZav, those were all five Tefach Amas. Here's where he disagrees with Remeir. Because Remeir holds, besides the Mizbeach HaZav, the other Kalim, the Arayn, the Shulchan, those were six Tefach Amis. Does that mean Remeir's Shulchan was actually larger than Rabbi Yehuda's Shulchan? And the answer is yes. Okay, let's try to put things into perspective over here. The Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the one that Shloima made, was high 10 Amis. And it was three blocks. The Yesoid was high one Amma of five Tefachim. The Soiviv was high, five Amas, but five Amas of six Tvach. The third box on top was high, three Amas, those were six Tvachim Amas, but on top of that there was a corner on all four sides. You had a cube, that was an Amma by an Amma, and that was a five Tefach Amma. So the parts of the Mizbeach that was a five Tefach Amma was the cube on top, the flat part on top of the Soiviv, and the height of the Yesoid. They were all five Tvachim. That's what the Mishnah meant, Keren, Soiviv, and Yesoid. Other parts of the Mizbeach were six Tefach Amos. The inside Mizbeach, according to everybody, was measured with five Tefach Amos, where we have a Machlokes. Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda is in regard to the Kalim. Remeir says, besides the Mizbeach Hazav, the Kalim were six Tefach Amos. Rabbi Yehuda says they were five Tefach Amos. So if you have two models of the Mishkan, let's say, or the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to see one Shulchan is bigger than the other. You'll say, one is according to Remeir, one is according to Rabbi Yehuda.